Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And today's program is quite the treat. Some Pepe Romero, Respighi, the Cronos Quartet, and of course some oboe music, and hopefully an interview with Metalis M5. Just waiting for my operator who's stuck in traffic with the Vancouver Marathon. Well, why not start with some Respighi, an excerpt from his Pines of Rome, developed by Respighi and Claudio Gastella, who was the librettist for Respighi's 5 operas. It's a work in 4 movements. Now, this is a symphonic poem and the second orchestral work in his Roman trilogy that also includes the Fountains of Rome and Roman festivals. Now, each of the 4 movements in this work depict pine trees, all in different locations in Rome at different times of day. This morning we're going to hear the second movement. It's called Pini presso una catacomba, and it's a majestic dirge. It represents pine trees near a catacomb in Campania, and it uses all sort of the lower instruments of the orchestra and organ and trombones, and this is supposed to represent priests chanting. This is a great performance by the Boston Symphony Orchestra with Sergio Ozawa directing.
Thank you.
The second movement, Pini Presso Una Catacomba from Respighi's Pines of Rome. You're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. We're going to continue with a popular favorite, Rodrigo's Concertos de Aranjuez for Guitar. Now, what one may not know is that Rodrigo was born back in 1902 and almost completely lost his sight at the age of 3 after contracting diphtheria. He did, though, go on to study piano and violin at the age of 8 and moved on to harmony and composition in his teens. Now, although known to have escalated the Spanish guitar to international heights, it's very interesting that he actually himself never mastered the instrument. He also wrote compositions in Braille, which then was later transcribed for publication. Now, Rodrigo and his wife, Victoria, stayed silent for many years about this very popular piece that we're going to hear and the inspiration for the second movement. And popular belief grew that it was inspired by the bombing back in 1937. But in her autobiography, Victoria eventually declared that it was both an evocation of the happy days of their honeymoon and a response to Rodrigo's devastation at the miscarriage of their first pregnancy. It was composed in Paris back in 1939. This morning, a stellar performance, Pepe Romero and the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields.
Thank you.
The Adagio from Rodrigo's Concerto to Aaron Ways, a performance by Pepe Romero and the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields. You're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And just to let you know, hopefully we will have an interview with Metalis M5 coming up. I'm just going to tell you they've got a great concert coming up this afternoon at the Academy of Music as part of Music in the Morning. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully we can speak with them. I'm just waiting on my operator to show up. He's sort of stuck in traffic with the Vancouver Marathon, but hopefully we can slip them in towards the end. But we're going to continue with oboe music time. And this is a time of the day that I love. Today, some music by Bach. He was born the fifth child and second surviving child of Johann Sebastian Bach and Maria Barbara Bach. And his second name was given in honor of his godfather, Georg Philipp Telemann, a friend of Emanuel's father. Such nice lineage, I say. He wrote between the Baroque and classical styles, and the concerto for oboe and orchestra that we're going to hear this morning was arranged actually back in 1765 for harpsichord and for just a harpsichord and orchestra concerto. This morning, it's adapted for oboe and a great performance by Yeno Yando and Joseph Kiss. Here is the opening allegretto from the concerto in B flat.
Thank you.
Yeno Yando and Joseph Kiss. That was the opening allegretto from C.P.E. Bach's Concerto in B-flat for oboe. And we've got Metellus M5 on the line. I know they're calling. I can see the lights flashing in studio. We're just getting ready for them. But in the interim, we're going to hear some music by the Kronos Quartet. Now, for nearly 40 years, they've pursued artistic vision to explore the range of the string quartet. They have performed thousands of concerts worldwide, released more than 45 recordings, commissioned more than 750 works and arrangements. That's quite stunning. Now, in the past years, Kronos has become the only recipient of both the Polar Music Prize and the Avery Fisher Prize. Those are two of the most prestigious awards given to musicians. And get this, they also are Grammy recipients. This next selections come from their disc of short stories. Here is music by Pandit Pranath. It's My Turn, O Lord. Kronos Quartet, and It's My Turn, O Lord, music by Pandit Pranath. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And we're very blessed to have Alex from Metalis M5 on the line. Now, this is the hottest brass ensemble coming out of Mexico. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Margo. How is it going?
Oh, it's going great. Now, you have some incredible accolades. You've been called high energy with incredible virtuosity. And also, you've been quoted of saying, I've never seen a group so well received with so much joy. Now, what do you think your secret is to engaging an audience?
Well, I think it's probably not a secret. it's something very logical. We really enjoy what we do. We have a lot of fun, and we just love what we do, and I think this is always very contagious to the audience.
Well, I know you guys dress up a lot, too.
Well, I mean, we do dress up. What we use is a little costumes, a little visual things, there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of theatrical elements, which makes the concert become something a little bit more than just a concert. But it's at the end, it is about the music. We just add a little bit... like some surprises.
Now, I just want to let some of our audience who might be new to you know, how did you guys get together? I know you formed back in 2005, but how did you get together as an ensemble?
Well, it started like many ensembles to just a for fun project in the afternoon. Two of us, actually we are the two trumpet players, we played together in the same symphony orchestra as eight years ago. And what started just like as an afternoon, let's play some chamber music project, became pretty soon, like within 2 years, a bigger project. And then we got an agent in the United States and San Francisco, and started doing international tours. And well, you know, we couldn't look so fast as the project grew.
Well, I think it's phenomenal. I'm sure that's an attest to your talents. And just a question here. You play a very diverse repertoire, from Baroque to folk to contemporary. I know you even did Harry Potter. And what's the process of deciding what you guys actually perform?
Well, it's pretty easy. It's easier than you would think. Somebody comes up, say, hey, why don't we play this piece? And then we make an arrangement, or we ask somebody to do an arrangement for us, or we get an arrangement and rearrange it. And, well, you know, there's so much music on this planet, and we will never be able to play everything we like, but it's always about what we love.
Okay, well, let's take a listen. Here's Guadalajara, or let me let you introduce that.
Well, it's probably one of the most famous Mexican folk songs, which is very famous for the mariachi repertoire, Guadalajara.
Okay, let's give it a listen. Just loving that. That's Metalis M5 and Guadalajara. And I'm on the line with Alex from Metalis M5. Good morning, and thank you for joining us again. And, you know, I need a little tequila with that, but I think it might be a little too early in the morning.
I would think so. Absolutely. Well, actually, we have to tell you, we arrived yesterday in Vancouver. What a beautiful city you have. What a beautiful city. We're so inspired to be here for the next 4 days. And today is the marathon, so I think even less tequila.
Even less tequila. But tell me about what you're doing in the next 4 days. Now, I know it's Cinco de Mayo. It's a lovely holiday. And you are here to help Vancouver celebrate as part of Music in the Morning at the Vancouver Academy of Music. Great show coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Can you tell me what listeners are going to get when they come to the show this afternoon?
Yeah, this afternoon is, as they call it, a family concert, which is always sounding like also kids involved. So it's a concert for whoever wants to come with their family, with their kids, and it's absolutely independent of age. It is about fun. It is about diversity in music. It's about really having a good time. It's a one-hour concert. And we will have in the next 3 days educational concerts in schools here in Vancouver.
I know.
It's about six concerts we have. And today is the more, I can't say serious version, but the more concert-like version of these concerts. And we play music from all kinds of styles, all kinds of regions in the world, and it's really impactful for kids or impactful for people who are maybe not as used to live music concerts with classical music. And just come, 2 o'clock, you're going to have a lot of fun.
Okay, can we hear another selection from Metalis M5? Can we hear some Dixieland? Can you set that up for me?
Go for it.
No, you go for it. A little Dixieland with Metalis M5. And Alex is on the line. Very honored to have him as a guest this Sunday morning. They've got a great show coming up at 2 o'clock at the Academy of Music as part of Music in the Morning. So, Alex, that was fantastic.
Oh, you liked it. That's nice. Yeah, it's a very, very famous old Dixieland, That's a Plenty, which is actually also the name of our first CD.
And where can people get your CDs? Might as well give it a plug.
Oh, that's a big surprise. Today it's at 2 o'clock at our concert.
Okay, excellent. Now, I think we have time because we're running out of it a little bit. It is Cinco de Mayo, a great holiday. I just want to ask you personally, how do you celebrate, aside from giving us your lovely concert this afternoon?
Well, I can tell you that after the concert, we're going to have a beautiful lunch, and then we're going to rent some rollerblades and go around the park in the city.
I love it. My very special thanks to Alex from Metalis N5. We're going to leave you with another taste, a little more classical, music by Bach, his staccato and fugue. Just to let you know, this afternoon at 2 o'clock, you can get tickets at the Vancouver Academy of Music. It's all part of Music in the Morning. Tickets are available at the door, and it's very reasonable, only $18 for adults, $15 for seniors, and $10 for children. But we'll leave you out on the wonderful sounds of Metalis M5 and music by Bach. the wonderful sounds of Metellus M5. And I hate to do that, cutting out music by Bach, that's a staccato and fugue. But if you want to hear more, you can catch Metellus M5 at the Academy of Music. It's part of Music in the Morning. This afternoon at 2 o'clock, you can get tickets at the door. And it's a great way to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Now, you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Do stay tuned to Worku, who's coming up next with Shukshukta Ethiopian News Radio till noon. We're going to leave you with some music by Shakareres. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Touch base next Sunday at 9. Looking forward to it. Till then.
Abriendo la noche, borrando fronteras, con su corazón de bombo camina la chacarera. Se amarca en el viento, contempla los mares, pregunta con una copla por sus hermanos de sangre.